Happy Friday. Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you. In studio with me is Jackson County SRO Officer John Calvert of Topeka. He's in town for the Kansas Juvenile Officer Association Conference in Manhattan at the Four Points by Sheraton. It's a week-long event. It started Monday, concludes Friday, and I think, John, you're just telling me a second ago about 150 SROs from across the state.
Absolutely. And we all get to come together and network and talk with each other, and we had some phenomenal presenters and speakers this week, and just a lot of great training going on.
Ninth year for this conference, and do want to remind folks that phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. If you want to chime in with any questions or comments, get involved in the conversation. And John, one thing that's been talked about a lot, especially after Parkland, I feel like this topic really hit a high volume point after the Parkland shooting in Florida in February. But the idea of arming teachers as a response to try and, I guess it'd be more of a response mm-hmm. to a situation, if at one, you hope it never happens, but if ever did happen, that's some sort of solution. I'm just curious, as an SOR officer yourself, your thoughts on that.
Well, you know, I'm pro-gun. I'm lifetime member of the NRA. And, you know, being, like I said earlier, firearms guy, I'm all for it. But I also don't want to ever have a knee-jerk reaction. And realistically, when somebody asks me about arming teachers, it really raises three separate questions to me. One is, if we have a math teacher who wants to be armed and goes through the classes and does what he's supposed to do and gets blessed by the school board to be able to do that, and he's in the middle of teaching a classroom of 20, 25 youth, and there's the worst day of our lives comes and there's a shooter inside the school, is his response then to lock the doors and protect the 20, 25 kids that are in his classroom, or is he then going to have to go out into the hallways and try to maneuver around? So there's a question there. If we decide that, okay, we're just going to arm administrators and that way they're not stuck inside a classroom, around the state of Kansas, we have schools that have 500-600 kids and one administrator, one principal with no assistant principal, with no kind of other administrative help. So if we decide to arm them, and unfortunately, sometimes in dealing with our kids, they go into a crisis or a trauma mode, and sometimes our administrators have to go hands-on. So if they're concealing and carrying, and they have to go hands-on with a kid, we're now in a dangerous situation because we have a kid who's in trauma, and if the gun were to fall out or whatever, now that raises another question. What do we do there? And my third and final question, realistically right now, is that if someone were to want to carry inside the school, it has to be approved by the school board, and that has to be done in an open meeting, which means it's open record and everybody gets to know that. So if we're going to say Mr. Smith is going to carry, now everybody knows Mr. Smith is going to carry. So does that tend to put him at more risk and more danger because it's not secret? So I can see both sides being for it and both sides being against it type, but I just feel like we need to answer the questions. Teachers didn't get into this profession to carry a gun. I got into being a school resource officer, into being a sheriff's deputy to protect, and one of those is to carry a gun. So, you know, again, no knee-jerk reactions, no we need to do this now. I really feel like we just need to come together and start having really tough conversations.
And that third point you mentioned, that was something I haven't even thought about. That is a very good point on the fact that, okay, if you were going to go ahead and do that, it would have to be a very open, transparent thing. And then the whole everybody knows that this specific teacher is caring, then you might have parents that are nervous about even having their kid in that classroom. I mean, it really does. It's not just some cut and dry sort of solve everything sort of problem,
right,
or solution.
And realistically, that's a great point. You know, there's not going to be a end all be all. This saves everybody. This solves everything. And as a society and as a culture, we're really wanting to stop violence. And so that manifests itself into active shooters. It manifests itself into guns. But realistically, we want to stop violence. And the best way I know to stop violence is, like I said earlier, is we need to create these relationships with these kiddos so that someone comes forward and talks. Because there's not an active killing event or an event like this that happens where somebody didn't know. Somebody heard it and they thought it was a joke, or this person started acting real weird and they didn't feel comfortable bringing that forward or telling even their friends to then move, to the administrators or to the SRO.
Here with Jackson County SRO Officer John Calvert. And, you know, going along some of those lines, and it kind of goes back to some of the things you were talking about right at the beginning, is that, and I guess my two cents into this a little bit, I go more towards the building that trust and relationship sort of approach rather than this being more scared, you know, being Absolutely. More fearful approach, because that is kind of how you nip these things in the bud in a lot of ways, is that a lot of these kids that maybe participate in, you know, obviously there's some mental issues going on there, and whatever they're feeling, they just for some reason don't feel like they can trust anybody to talk to. I think that's probably the big thing that an SRO officer wants to do, is present themselves to these students, is say, hey, if you're feeling something, if you're having a tough time, talk to me.
Absolutely. And I work for probably one of the best sheriffs in the United States, in Tim Morris, Under Sheriff Daryl Chapman. They have allowed me to do what I need to do as far as building relationships. I've been in a school play. I've tap danced in
the tap dance.
Tap danced, yeah. And for my wife says I have a face for radio, but I'm 6'4", about 240 pounds, and I tap danced. I play in the band. I've danced with the dance team. You know, whatever these kids come and say, hey, Officer John, can you do this? I have a phenomenal backing from my boss, who has always told me that I can do that. So without my sheriff and undersheriff, my job would be a lot harder. But it's all about making those relationships.
And real quick, just got a few seconds left, but I know one thing I want to touch on just real quick is just how great these students are that you deal with. I think you were mentioning these middle schoolers that did a quick little fundraiser. Again, just real quick, if you want
absolutely.
To go over
that. Absolutely. The sixth graders at Royal Valley this year, we've done it 3 years now, but this year they put on a school dance. A school's got about 220 kids. They raised over $1,300 for a fellow kindergarten student who's battling cancer. And so, you know, our kids are doing amazing things, and I feel like that really needs to be highlighted a lot more across the country.
Very good. Never enough time to talk about some of these issues. We'll have to have you come on again sometime.
Absolutely, anytime.
Next time you're in town. Jackson County SRO Officer John Calvert, thanks so much for coming in. Enjoyed having you on. Also, RCB Director Brad Schoen was on. If you missed any of today's In Focus, it'll be online on demand at newsradiokman.com. Thanks so much for listening. Have a good weekend. See you at the pair.
Good work this morning, Brady. Moving up on 10 a.m., Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game this afternoon, and the Royals are at the Yankees. That's your daytime stuff. Enjoy the Riley County Fair. I'll see you out there sometime. Say hi.
Great. The president calls it a turnaround of historic proportions. In the second quarter,